know, so far what you've seen, you know, from all of these teammates? I mean, obviously there's some guys not here, but what do you see so far that you like?
I think it's been pretty good. I think we've been productive. Today was practice number 7 in OTAs, and I think we've been really productive. Each day is kind of a different emphasis, and today we worked some of the low red stuff, and you know, it's an area where I feel like we were pretty good last year but could be better. So it's good to get that work this time of the year and work on some of the things that we need to be better during the season next year. But all in all, I think guys have worked really hard. We've had great turnouts. You know, everybody's been here for the most part, and we've been able to get some really good work done.
21, Trufant, your first-round pick, finally here.
After, yeah.
You know, his class finally graduated.
Yeah.
What did you see from him? Did you notice anything in particular? I mean, it's day one.
Yeah,
he's
an athletic kid, that's for sure. And he moves pretty well. That's probably the thing I notice the most during one-on-ones. But once we get out there practicing, we're so focused on, you know, us individually and collectively as an offense that we won't really get a chance to look at him, but we'll see it on film as we continue the next 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm sure he'll keep getting better and keep getting acclimated.
Coach Smith was just saying how it's a different feel every year. What is it feeling like out here for you today or this week, past few weeks?
Feels like OTAs. You know,
the excitement level a little bit different, though?
Yeah, no, I think everybody's, you know, been excited this entire offseason. I think once we got back to work, we started working out. I think the energy levels for our football team have been really good. And, you know, each day I think guys have come in focused and ready to work for the time that we're here. And I think that's been really good. So, you know, I feel like there's been great energy. I think some of the new guys that are here, you know, add to those energy levels. Steven Jackson's a guy that I think has come in you know, he's a leader. He really is. And he's fun to play with and fun to work with. And he's a guy that really cares. So I think that's been good, too.
What about now they actually get on the field with them?
Yeah. You know, 3 weeks now we've been out there working together. And you know, I think every day he's getting a little bit more comfortable. We're, you know, for the most part, an offense that, you know, has been together for a while. And we do a lot of different things. Both at the line of scrimmage, in the huddle, in the meeting rooms, and then expect to play fast when we're out on the field. And I think for him, it's taken a little bit of time to get adjusted. But when he knows what he's doing, he's really, really good player. And he's really smart, too. You know, he's picked up a lot of stuff really, really quick, and he's been dedicated. You know, he's one of the few guys that has called me when he's not here and is picking my brain about certain things that we're doing, and I think that says a lot about him.
Are you getting any closer in your contract extension?
You know what? I leave that to you know, my agents in the front office. Those guys, yeah, you know, we'll get that stuff done.
This is our first chance, obviously, to talk to you since you guys have been back out here on the field. When you know, look and see all of the weapons that you have, obviously Tony's, you know, still to come, but I mean, does it almost feel like, you know, Christmas in June for you? I mean, considering all the weapons you have at your disposal.
Well, I felt that way for a while now. You know, we've had some, you know, some good years the past couple of years, and certainly playing with those guys for a couple of years now. I've always said that I'm very fortunate to have those guys around me. So it feels great. You know, I'm happy that we have all those guys and we, you know, picked up some of the new guys. I think Steven fits right in. As a quarterback, you love having players around you. You know, I've said it for a long time. It's just my job to try and get the ball in their hands in a position to make a play. And when you got guys on the outside that can do that, it's a lot of fun.
How do you feel like things are coming along between you and Peter and the center exchange, all those things?
Yeah, it's been – I think Peter's done a great job working in at center this year, trying to replace Todd. We got a lot of work together last year, you know, maybe not so much in terms of game time, but on the practice field, a lot of work together. And you know, he's a mature guy for a young player. He's, you know, he takes it really seriously. He's a really hard worker, and he's extremely smart. And those are all qualities that are, you know, you really want from your center. So he's done a great job.
Do you feel like the offensive line's coming along, especially with what you guys lost in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it's been good for them. That unit, you know, it's offensive line's one of those things that it's not about how they play individually, it's how they play collectively. And our guys, you know, in the past, and some of the guys that are not here anymore, did a great job of that in the past. And I think the guys that we have right now are coming together. You know, we've got, you know, some position battles that guys are competing at. And, you know, I think collectively those guys are working really hard. It's starting, you know, it's one of those things. It keeps getting better as you keep practicing. And, you know, I think we've made pretty good strides in seven practices that we've been out there.
Matt, I know you don't play for records, but, I mean, you guys, you know, broke a number of individual records last year. Yourself, the season touchdown pass record for the franchise, Coach Smith breaking Dan Reeves' record. You're closing in on Barkowski's career touchdown record for the franchise. Is there an appreciation that you feel when you see something like that, when you know you're, you know, sort of on the cusp of it, considering how long it's been, you know, held and how long it stood?
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's great to be in company with Bart. He's a, you know, obviously an awesome player, was an awesome player in his time, and probably, you know, the premier quarterback to have ever played here in Atlanta. But he's also a great guy, and I've gotten to know him well, and he's been very helpful for me during my career thus far. And so it's great to be mentioned in that same breath, but at the same time, you know, it's not something you worry about or you think about. For me, you know, I'm constantly focused on trying to do my job the best that I can. And I think if you're worrying about statistics and records and all those kind of things, it takes away from being able to do the job the best that you can. So I don't worry about it too much, but it's certainly nice to be mentioned and to be lumped in with Bart.